You are considered a leading Georgist economist. Could you explain exactly what Georgism is?
I think that Georgism is primarily the idea that people have equal rights to the earth and that this ought to be reflected in our institutions. George proposed in particular that we reflect this by abolishing all taxes except for tax on land. And modern Georgists would say that environmental charges fall into the same category as taxes on land and are appropriate, whereas other taxes infringe upon human rights and are inappropriate.
So could you maybe explain that a little more in depth? Why is an income tax, for example, or a sales tax, why are those bad taxes, but why would a land tax be a better alternative?
An income tax or a sales tax takes part of what a person produces and says it belongs to everybody. Now, I have a somewhat different view than the standard Georgist view. I think that if we have taxes on income or sales at a local level, that can be a reflection of the kind of society that people want to construct for themselves. And anybody who doesn't like it can live somewhere else. Whereas if an income tax or a sales tax is implemented at a national level, it is very difficult for somebody to get out from under it. And therefore, at a national level, it does reflect an impingement on what ought to be people's opportunities to benefit from their productive efforts. A land tax, on the other hand, represents a collection by the community of the value of exclusive access to a resource that nobody made. Now, I depart from some Georgists here as well in that I think it's important to distinguish the sources of land value. Some of land value comes from nature, some comes from public infrastructure, and some comes from private development. It's the part that comes from nature that ought to be shared equally among everybody. The part that comes from infrastructure should be used to finance the infrastructure. And the part that comes from private development is best used to subsidize the private development that adds to land value. The idea is that all of the sources of value have claims attached to them, and the claims that the value that arises from human effort ought to be understood to belong to the people that engage in that effort and are thereby productive.
So why does a tax need to be collected? I mean, I understand where the value in nature is not created by man and thus must be shared. But couldn't you just go along the lines of saying philosophically that property ownership is invalid, and maybe going under like a Native American model where we just don't recognize property ownership? Is there something fundamentally wrong with that position?
Well, it's important to have exclusive access to pieces of land in order that land is used productively. There's the old saying that you shouldn't reap where you haven't sown, that he who sows should also be he who reaps, something like that anyway. And so it's important to make land available for productive use to whoever can use it best. But it's also important to recognize that we all have equal claims on it. Now, if we were all equally productive and all wanted to use the same amount of land, then we wouldn't need any taxes. We could just divide it equally. But it isn't efficient to divide it equally. It's good to have a market that identifies the people who can make the best use of land. But then for fairness, we have to say that if you find it worthwhile to use more than your share, you owe compensation to those who thereby have less than their shares.